Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 16, Text 27. Brahmavacha Ata Te Munayo Drishtva Nayanananda Bhajanam Vaikuntham Tad Adhisthanam Vikuntham Cha Swayam Prabham Brahmavacha Ata Te Muniyo Drishtva Nayanananda Bhajanam Vaikuntham Tad Adhisthanam Vikuntham Cha Swayam Prabham Brahmavacha Ata Te Muniyo Drishtva Nayanananda Bhajanam Vaikuntham Tad Adhisthanam Vikuntham Cha Swayam Prabham.
We'll give in English also the first name of those. Lord Brahma said, after seeing the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the self-illuminated Vaikuntha planet, the sages left that transcendental abode. Purport, the transcendental abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in Bhagavad Gita and confirmed in this verse, is self-illuminated. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that in the spiritual world there is no need of sun, moon, or electricity. This indicates that all the planets there are self-illuminated, self-sufficient, and independent. Everything there is complete. Lord Krishna says that once one goes to that Vaikuntha planet, he never returns. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha never return to the material world, but the incident of Jaya and Vijaya was a different case. They came to the material world for some time, and then they returned to Vaikuntha.
પરમેશ્વર ભગવાને ચિન્મય ધામ સ્વયં પ્રકાશ ભગવદ ગીતા ઉલ્લેખ કરાવે છે જે ચિત જગતે સૂર્ય ચંદ્ર અથવા વિદ્યુતે પ્રયોજન તારા પણ છે જે શેખાંકાર ગ્રહ ભલે સ્વયં પ્રકાશ સ્વયં સંપૂર્ણ એવં સ્વતંત્ર શેખાને સબકિછુએ પૂર્ણ શ્રી કૃષ્ણ બોલે છે એક બાર છે વૈકુંઠ લોકે ગેલે આ ફિરે હસ્તે બના વૈકુંઠ લોકે રજીવાસી રા કપના કે જડ જગત ફિરે આસે ના કિંતુ જાય તો વિજય ઘટાડી છે તો ભિન્ન તારા કિછુ પાલે જન્ન એ જડ જગતે એસે છે તાર પર વૈકુંઠ લોકે તારા ફિરે ગેછે
Brahmavacha, Ata te muniyo drishta, nayananda bhajanam, vaikuntam tadadhishthanam, vikuntam cha svayam prabham. In the Bhagavad Gita, Nirtad bhasyate suryo nashashanko nupavaka, yadgatva nanivartante, tad dhamma paramam mama. Sri Krishna says that having gone to Vaikuntha, no one ever returns.
Krishna bolche je ekbar ki Vaikuntha gele sekhane ke chile ashe.
This of course gives rise to a big controversy.
Ethike virat virodabhas paale.
Does the spirit soul fall from the Vaikuntha? Does the spirit soul fall from Vaikuntha, the conditioned
soul?
Does he fall from the Brahma Jyoti? Does he fall from some mysterious, what's it called, marginal region? And there are people who like to argue about this to no end. If there's anyone else who has a cell phone, please turn it off. Srila Prabhupada considered such arguments. Srila Prabhupada didn't consider such arguments worth spending time on. A little time he gave some comments, but his main comment was, what does it matter? You're here, that's the real problem. The problem is not where we came from, the problem is that we're here. And our business is to get out. But some people, instead of being very much interested in getting out, they're very interested in arguing. To no purpose. With no real benefit. Prabhupada gave the example that there were two scholars, and as they were walking, they saw a crow land on a tree branch and a tal fruit fall. So then one scholar said, oh, just see, the crow landed on the branch and made the fruit fall. The other scholar said, no, I think actually the crow was going to land on the branch, but then the fruit fell, and that's why the crow flew away. The third, they were arguing back and forth, and the third idea came, no, actually, the two things had nothing to do. The crow landed and flew away, and the fruit fell, but it was just a coincidence that it happened at the same time. They had nothing to do with one another.
Kaam karna, aur kaam ki udhar jo hai, kaam karna, দুটা একসঙ্গে ঘুরেছে, তাহলে পড়ছিল আর কাকে উড়াত কথা ছিল।
So they're going on discussing like that. Meanwhile, some devotee came, he saw the fruit, picked it up, offered it to Krishna, and enjoyed it. Well, this is our philosophy, not to waste time with useless arguments, but to invest our time in serving Krishna. There's a verse in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is this working or not? Why is it not working? By whose illusory energy? Does somebody know how to run this properly? How to set the volume so it doesn't go yeah 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 yeah? Does someone know how to set it properly? You have two microphones. One is too high, and the other is not working. What's going on? Is it like this every day? It's like this every day. How many days does it go on before somebody decides that it should be fixed? Just every day you go on with a microphone that's not working and no one thinks to fix it? Yeah, no one thinks about fixing it. Ah, here's the man who's going to fix it. Okay. Now this one's not working. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, but it's too high. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Okay. Maybe that's wrong. Okay. I offer my obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By whose illusory energy the arguing parties fight among themselves in discussion. Sometimes agreeing, sometimes disagreeing. And always forgetting about their spiritual, about the spirit soul. This is the statement. They're so busy arguing that we forget about our spiritual life. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel. If we can quarrel, then our life is successful. This is Kali Yuga. Prabhupada gave the example, you know about the scissors and the knife? You know the story? There were some men staying by the seashore and they wanted to cut some rope or something. And one said, we should cut it with a scissors. And the other said, that's foolish, we should cut it with a knife. The other said, what is the use of a knife? We should cut it with the scissors. So they went back and forth. Knife, scissors, knife, scissors, knife, scissors. So while they were walking and fighting like that, the scissors man, either he got pushed or he fell, but he wound up in the ocean. And he practically, he was drowning. And the last thing that was seen, did he use the right word? Drowning? So, practically, finally the last thing that was seen before he finally drowned was his hand above the water. Gesturing, scissors. So this is quarrel, Kali Yuga. So we should not waste time needlessly in quarreling for no benefit. We've spent millions of lifetimes kicking around in the material world. Now this is finally our opportunity for getting out. We shouldn't waste it on needless arguing. We should get out, that's all. Prabhupada, I've also heard the example that someone is drowning in the ocean and the helicopter comes and they throw down a rope and grab the rope. No, wait a second, how did I get here? How long have I been in the ocean? No, just grab the rope. No, this is very important. How did I get into the ocean? How long have I been here? Just grab the rope. No, wait a second. So we shouldn't sink again into the ocean of material existence, trying to understand that which is not within our ability, our capability to understand. Achincha kalu ye bhava naivam tarpena yojite. In Mahabharata it said that one shouldn't argue about that which is inconceivable.
Mahabharata ye shlokta bola hoche achinta samasta bhavane jase take tarpa madhe nijukta karo
chhe. Because it's inconceivable.
Jetu ei samasta achinta.
Sometimes someone would ask something about something inconceivable in the spiritual world. Prabhupada said, you just go there and find out. So, here, natat bhasyate suryo nashashanko nabhavata. We understand that these spiritual planets called Vaikunthas are all self-luminous.
Samrayate Devchi Chinma Jagat Vaikuntha Loka Swayam Prakashita.
the material world is dark. Now it's light because the sun is up. Without the sun, it returns to darkness. We need the sun or the moon or electricity or fire. Otherwise, the whole material world is dark. Actually, on some journey, we saw one cave deep down under the earth. Now it's made a tourist place. Yeah, tourist place. Everyone understands. So they put some little artificial light so that you can see everything. But otherwise it's completely black. And still there are some living beings who make their home there. Some insects, some... some insects, some little fish in the underground water. But they live their whole life in darkness. Complete darkness, nothing. So actually that's the nature of the material world. Only because of the sun, the moon, fire, electricity is there some illumination. When that's gone, it's dark. But the spiritual world is just the opposite. All the planets there are luminous like the sun. Here we have the sun, it's luminous. There every planet is luminous. So the sages got to see the Lord of Vaikuntha, Vaikunthapati, the personality of Godhead. And it's described what that scene was like. Nayananda Bhajan. It was transcendental ecstasy for the eyes. Elsewhere the Bhagavatam said, Nayanotsava. Festival for the eyes. So this is Krishna. The Krishna is so beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visheshasho. So the eyes become completely satisfied seeing Krishna. In the material world we see something, it's beautiful, but that beauty is not really satisfying. Something is painted and it looks beautiful. Just like a doll in the shop window. It's just a wooden figure, but because it's painted like a beautiful girl, it looks beautiful.
Uh,
But it's Maya. But it looks beautiful. Similarly, these bodies, what are they? They're skeletons, really. You know what a skeleton is? And in the skeleton there are different, there's stomach and liver and lungs and all of these things there. And some veins and some fat and some muscles. And a digestive system. Where something enters as a pakora and comes out as stool. But because there's a little layer of skin over the whole thing, it looks very nice. Just the little thin layer of skin, we say, very nice. If you were to peel away that one thin layer, it would be horrifying. And even if we think, no, anyway, it is what it is, it's beautiful. But how long will it be beautiful? Beautiful for some days, that's all. This body, which is so beautiful, that I'm, you know, doing everything, something nicely, and whatever it is I'm doing, make the body very beautiful. Maybe my face is on the television or on a hoarding so everyone can see how beautiful I am. But at the end, the fire will think that very beautiful. Or the worms will think very beautiful. Or the vultures and the jackals will think very beautiful. This body, which we're thinking is so beautiful, at the end will be beautiful for the fire, or the worms, or the vultures and jackals. Even before it gets to the worms and the jackals and the fire, in old age, the body that in youth seems so beautiful doesn't look so nice. The same youthful face that was so attractive on all the hoardings, 30, 40, 50 years later, is no longer going to attract. Some movie star, everyone wants to see her. But 50 years later, you know, all the fans are coming. But 50 years later, nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
But Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. He's more beautiful than the greatest beauty of the material world, and his beauty is real.
Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha.
It's not a product of the illusory energy. In the material world, the beauty gets us in trouble. But in the spiritual world, we're attracted to the material beauty, and for that material attraction, we get in so much entanglement, difficulty. Prabhupada gave the example that for the moth, the fire is beautiful. The fire, the moth is attracted to the beauty of the fire, so he flies in and finished. So this is the dangerous nature of material beauty. But the spiritual beauty is found in the Lord, who is the reservoir of all safety. The only safe place in reality is the lotus feet of the Lord. The only safe place in reality. Therefore, the sages are attracted to the sages are not interested in Maya. That's the meaning of sage. Sage is finished with Maya. The Kumaras were no longer interested, were beyond all interest in seeing anything for material enjoyment. Because they knew, this is all Maya, why should we, what is there to see? Just like, but the sages were very eager to see the Lord. And when they finally got to see him, it was ananda for the eyes. When Dhruva Maharaj finally got to see the Lord, it's described he was drinking him with his eyes, drinking the Lord's beauty with his eyes. The material beauty never really satisfies anyone. But the spiritual beauty of the Lord, or it satisfies fools. Or the material beauty satisfies fools. They go see something beautiful and they say, oh, how beautiful. And then they're happy. Victoria Memorial, how beautiful. It's worth it. Such beautiful things are here. Let me stay in the material world for a few more lifetimes. It's very nice. This is mine. But the beauty of the Lord is eternal. The attraction to the Mayavadis are fools. They think if I'm attracted to the beauty of the Lord, that's my also. They work so hard at being detached from material beauty that they're averse to the spiritual beauty also. They think it's also mine. Therefore, they're pitiable creatures. They're pitiful creatures. Because they're missing out on the because they're missing the Nayanotsa of Nayanananda. So the devotees are the eligible persons to drink the beauty of the Lord. And the devotees see the beauty of the Lord everywhere by their service. Even if they see something beautiful in the material world, they accept, yes, it's beautiful. But this beauty is only a reflection of that beauty. It's beautiful by the arrangement of Krishna's energy, that's all. The Mayavadis, everything is false. Prabhupada gave the example. He was sitting with some, I think, Bhurijan Prabhu and his wife. His wife was a movie actress. Star. And I think she had brought one friend who was also an actress. I think that's the story. So Prabhupada gave this example that here is this girl, she's beautiful. Why should I say she's not beautiful? But that beauty is coming from Krishna. So the materialist, he sees something beautiful, he thinks about himself and that beauty, let me enjoy this beauty. And the Mayavadi, he says, no, it's not beauty, there's nothing. But the devotee appreciates, yes, this beauty is there. It's coming from Krishna. It should be engaged in the service of Krishna. That's all right.
All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? I can't hear it all, no. I can't hear any.
It seems that Krishna created four classes of men in this
world. Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya.
Brahma.
So, Krishna wasn't his trying to make everyone Brahma.
No, Krishna doesn't say to make everyone Brahma. Making everyone a Brahmana is not possible, but at least some Brahmanas have to be there. That's the real thing. Just like in the body, it's not that we want the body to be all head. That would be a very strange body. But the body without a head would be really a strange body also.
So, when I was mentioning the Prabhupada, what's the Krishna Bhavana, Sabhaji Brahman Parajana, Krishna Bhavana, Sadhana Parajana, Madhavana, Prabhupada,
Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, now you become a Brahmin. But you manmana bhava madbhakta, you become my devotee. And at least some men have to be Brahmins. In the modern world, the difficulty is there are no Brahmins, no head. No head. The feet are pretending to be the head. So their spiritual vision has to be there. The brahminical head is required to give the spiritual vision for the society so that the arms can work nicely, belly can work nicely, legs can work nicely. And they should all work nicely in the service of Krishna. Yata pravichir bhutanam yena sarvam idam bhutam swakarmana tamam yarsya siddhim vindatimana. By performing one's own duty in whatever position in the service of Krishna, one becomes perfect.
Is
that all right? Our real purpose is to approach everyone and make them Vaishnava. Jaradeku taha kaha Krishna upadesh, whoever you see. Doesn't matter if he's a Brahmin or not. Doesn't matter if he's a Brahmin candidate or not, everyone. Then the next thing is, now that he's interested in Krishna consciousness, you see this person, he can do brahminical work, this person can do kshatriya work, this person can do vaishya work. Thank you. Yeah, sun and moon in the spiritual world are just there when there's when for enjoyment. It's not provided artificially. The sun and the for morning, for evening, it doesn't need the mechanical arrangement. It's adjusted by Krishna's energy. By Krishna's energy, it's adjusted. It's a different atmosphere. We're not going to understand it from here. Just like for the ordinary man, the morning begins with tea. Without tea, the morning doesn't get started. So he may ask that in the spiritual world, how can there be morning if there's no tea? They manage. Is that all right? We don't hear that from Shastra. I haven't seen from Shastra. Narad Muni goes to Vaikuntha. But we won't figure it out, because if he's in Vaikuntha, because Vaikuntha is eternal, he must always be in Vaikuntha. If he's always in Vaikuntha, how could he be here? If he's here, then he can't be in Vaikuntha, and so on. They'll spin their wheels in their brain for 100,000 years with these puzzles, and they'll never understand. But we just have to accept these things by hearing from the authority. And when we go, we'll understand everything. Grab the rope. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.